The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph is discussing the halachas of what is allowed to be done during the 9 days in Shavuot Shechal B'Tisha B'Av, and the Gemara brings the following brisa. The brisa says that Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Seicha, the week of Tisha B'Av, Aser L'Saper L'Chabes, you can't get a haircut, you can't do laundry. And then the brisa, it continues, it says, V'Tanya Kodem Hazman Hazeh, and before this, in other words, from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, what we refer to as the 9 days, during the 9 days, Ha'am Matan B'Skem Milisa Militan, you can't do Maso Matan, Milivnos V'Lintaya, you're not allowed to make a sudas erison. You can't make a suda for erison for a kiddushin. So it's mavur over here that during the 9 days it is also to have a sudas erison. Now the Magen Avraham asks a Paldik Akasha on this. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud, so the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the minig that we have, that we don't eat meat or drink wine during the 9 days. So it's a do it. There's a minig not to have basa v'yayin the whole 9 days. But there's a heter, as the Ramah brings down, that if it's a suda smitzvah, then it's mutter to have basa v'yayin. So the lashon of the Ramah is like this. He says, if a suda smitzvah, during a suda smitzvah, could go to Mila, Pidin Aben, see a Mesachis, a suda erison, Eichlin basa v'shoysin yayin, kol hashiachin l'suda. If you're making some type of suda smitzvah, whether it's a bris Mila, Pidin Aben, see a Mesachta, or a suda erison, then you're allowed to have basa v'yayin, anyone who's shaykh to the suda. So, in fact, the Magen Avraham, what does the Ramah mean? The Ramah is saying that for a Suda Smitzah, you could have Basa V'yayin, and he gives four examples. He says, a Bris Mila, Pirin Aben, Siyam Masachta, or Suda Erison. How can you say Suda Erison? We're talking about during the 9 days, and during the 9 days, it's Mefur Shavir in the Gemara. You're not allowed to have a Suda Erison. And the Shulchan Aruch himself passes this way earlier in Taf Kuf Nun Aleph and Sif Beis, that you're not allowed to have a Suda Erison during the 9 days. So, if you can't have a Suda Erison during the 9 days, if it's Asur to have it, then how could the Ramah say that you're allowed to eat Basa V'yayin by Suda Erison? If you're not allowed to have it to begin with during the 9 days, l'char, it's a stira to what the Shulchan Aruch says earlier. And the Magen Avraham tries to go through different terutzim. Some people say it's a printing mistake. They take out those words, say this erison. It's not so clear exactly what the pshat in this Ramah is. But there's a beautiful pshat from the Gra. This is brought down in the B'Shem, the Levushi Mardechai brings this down, B'Shem the Gra. It's brought down in the Sefer Hamar HaGadol from the Tiras HaGra. And the Gra said that there's a simple printing mistake over here. And it was misunderstood what the Shulchan Aruch meant, and that is the pshat over here. And he said that after the words of Isiyah Mesachis, he said he wants to be Matziah, that it said in the Ramah, it said the letters Vav Samach Aleph, with the Azarashi Tevis. And Vav Samach Aleph stood for Visvarim Acherim. So in other words, what the Ramah meant to say is that for Isiyah Mesachis, Visvarim Acherim, or other Svarim besides the Mesachta, you're allowed to have basa v'yayin. That's considered a siyum. You could have basa v'yayin. So it said samach aleph, which means svarim acherim. But the printers made a mistake, and they understood the abbreviation of samach aleph to stand for sudas erison. That's why the printers wrote over here siyum esachta b'sudas erison. But really, that's not what the Ramah meant. He never meant the sudas erison. Avada sudas erison is also during these days. And what he meant to say was svarim acherim. You can make either a siyum esachta or svarim acherim. Ves svarim acherim, that's what you're allowed to make a siyum on, and that is matah the iser of basa v'yayin. So it's a Haggah, which is very, very mistaber, and if he that, the Kasha of the Magen Avraham would be Miyoshev. The Ramah never meant to say Suda Erison at all. And in Kenem Hadvarim comes out a Chiddush over here, La Halacha, and I think the Gra possibly is going L'shitasa. It's a Dua, there's a big Shaila in the Paiskim. When you make a Siyam to eat Basar during the 9 days, or to Pater Bechares and Matanis Bechares, does that mean Dafka Siyam of a Masacht of Gemara, or could it even be on something like a Sefer of Tanakh? Let's say you finish a Sefer of Tanakh, if you learn it well, is that considered a siyum to be matah the isser of basa v'yayin during the 9 days? So that's a machlokes apaiskim, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Ar Chaim, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, and he talks about this very shaila, and he is metzadet over there, he has a tzad to say that if a person learns a sefer of Tanakh well, maybe that is considered a siyum, legabe the din of basa v'yayin during the 9 days, and legabe tanis b'chares, and he ends up saying, he brings a riot to this from the Bir HaGra in Yeridaya and Siman Resh Mem Vav. Sifkon Ayin Vav, he has a whole rye over there that based upon what the Gra says, it would be mashma that the siyum of a Sefer of Tanakh would be good enough to be considered a siyum. That's what he wants to be medayek from the Gra. So in Kenim Hadvarim, maybe the Gra is going l'shitase, the way he learns, the way he's magi over here, this is a beferish makar to the Shita, it's a beferish Ramah, that the Ramah is saying the siyum esachta could be even on Svarim Acherim. So that would be a chiddush l'alacha lafid this hagav the Gra, that we have a beferish sif and shulchan aruch, beferish Ramah, that a siyum to be mater basa v'yayin could even be done on svarim acherim, even on svarim other than Gemara, and that would be the Gra l'shitasa from what he writes in the Biogran Yerdeya, but l'maisa it's not so pashut, and Not everyone agrees to that, and it really depends how, even if one, those who are matter, it has to be learned mamish well enough that it should be chashid to be considered a siyum. But al kol panim, this would be a smach l'davar l'fi this haga of the Gra.